As we'll see, Beizer Hashem, at the end of Simin Shin Chofei, the Mishnah Berurah says, we're holding by Yashir, yes, this is Tefillah Vad, that at the end of Simin Shin Chofei, it says, the Ramah says that a person that's over on a Issa Torah B'Shege, he has to fast 40 days. Monday, Thursday, Monday, 40 days. Mishnah Berurah says, even by Issa Derabanan, that's Halacha. So, appreciate, Rachmanan San, how terrible every Isser is. A Derabanan B'Shegeg, the Mishnah Berurah says, a person has to fast 40 days. And if he wants to redeem it, and be paid it, so he should pay however much food he eats in a day, that's how much he should pay for it, times 40. So he's shelling out a good few hundred, or if not a thousand shkalim, depending on how much the person needs. For one Isser Derabanan, to Mechaper, one Isser Derabanan. One who reads a little bit through the Igaris Agro, Rishis Chochma, see exactly Kafakela and how all Averis. For the smallest Averi, you look at the Archas Tzadikim, the Chuvas HaMishkal, for one Averi, of what a person has to do, Gagul Isheleg, and whatever, it's a Kinneged one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just give up on Averis, the person has to do Chuva, has to be real Chuva, has to be a real thing. There's a way out. Besides Shuvah, it says, Mishnah Berurah brings down, that somebody that says, Oz Yashir, brings up in the Zohar, somebody that says, Oz Yashir Bekavano, Moichem Leikol Aven Eisov. Moichem Leikol Aven Eisov, and I saw, it's brought down in the Sefer Charidim, says, without Siguf. This is one of the things, one of the 10 things, I think he says. One of the Sigulas, he says that a person is Moichem Leikol Aven Eisov without any Sigufim. So imagine, you're the true Sigufim is self-inflicted pain. Or even not self-inflicted pain, inflictions. And generally, a person, Rachman Atzlan, what would he have to go through to have a kaparo if he doesn't do tshuva? Here's the way out. So it's mamish like winning the lottery. This is a lot better than winning the lottery. How much would a person pay? How many times did he lay there, Rachman Atzlan, did he say, Shem Hashem Levatol? Each one is cost Rachman Atzlan. How much are we willing to be? Person comes to the Shemayim and they say, by the way, you can pay for your Averis. No such way, it doesn't work. He's willing to pay hundreds, if not hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars. Here, we have a lottery every day. Every day during Pesukei Dezimra, we have the Yecholis to win the lottery, mamish literally. However, if you're not on time, due to the fact that Pesukei Dezimra is at the end of Pesukei Dezimra, usually and you don't even get a chance until we turn around, you already finished Oz Yashir. So it definitely requires coming a few minutes early, or at least Chol HaPachas be ready on time, and one should be able to say Oz Yashir B'Simcha, appreciate what happened there, think about what was going on beforehand, how they were stuck in between, and how the Mamishnah were saved, and think about what it says. And it shouldn't be so hard. And it's mamish, could be zeicha to the greatest treasures. Nothing greater than that. We'll try a little bit. Oz Yashir. There's many mefarshim on Oz Yashir because it's in the Mikra's Gedolos. It's in the Chumash. And if we're going to try to go b'derech klal al pi Pirush Rashi, which maybe is not the way that some of the Siddurim might translate it. However, Rashi's traditional Mikra. And in the places where not, the Chol HaPachas to fill in Ayde de Targum, Shinit B'Sinai. Oz Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael is Asher Azayis L'Hashem. Oz Yashir, after they went through the Mitzrayim, Oz, at that point, Yashir was Allah B'machshava of Moshe Rabbeinu to sing Shira. That's why it's Yashir Lashon Asid. Oz, when that happened, Yashir Moshe Rabbeinu thought to say Shira of Bnei Yisrael is Asher Azayis. And they did. It was said about with regarding to the Machshava, and they said, "Es Hashir Azayis, the Shiro, Lashem, Vayemru Leimor." All of them said, "Leimor." What's Leimor? Usually, Leimor means to say over to someone else. So it could be that it's talk back and forth. That was Mashmois that Moshe Rabbeinu said one pasuk and they said one pasuk, or it could be that Leimor means Lasid Lavoi, not Lasid. Lasid in the future, that every day. Klal Yisrael is going to say during Shacharis. I saw the Aruch Chaim. He says, interesting shot. He says, Oz Yashir, Oz means back then. At that point, But since it says Oz, you might think that that's the only time to say the Shira. That's why it says Yashir, Lashin Yasid. No, that means even in the future, we're also going to say the Shira. How is that? Every day during Shachris. So, V'yayim Rulaymar, also that you should say also in the future. Oshira Lashem, Oshira is the Lashin of Yachin. See, Ben Ezra says, Ashir Lashem, there's no Rashi on this. Ashir Lashem means each one of Klal Yisrael said this Lashon, Ashir Lashem, Kol Echad Vechad. Ki Gogo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed his grandeur, his greatness. By, how did he do that? By being Mizgah on those that are Mizgah. The people that think that they're the greatest, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows his greatness and his Koyach, his command greater in contrast to them, so then that's the biggest display and manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Koyach. When he's Mizgah on those that are Mizgah to be the greatest. How did he do that? What was the way that he displayed his great Koyach? Sus v'reich v'ram aviyam. He took the Mitzri and his Sus together and he threw them into the Yam. Most people, when they're fighting, says Rashi, you first knock the guy off his horse and then you get him down. But to take him and his tank together and pick up the tank and throw the whole tank into the ocean, so that's only the Rebbeinu Shalom that could do such a thing. I'm with my tank. I'm with my M16, my F16, with my right, depending on where you're holding, where on the ground or up in the heavens, wherever it is. And Kadosh Baruch Hu will take an entire plane and throw it into the Bermuda Triangle. Shows that he's the one that's in charge. Ozi v'zimrasko. Ozi, Rashi says, is like the Ozi is not referring to the our Oz. Ozi is like Uzoi. Kadosh Baruch Hu's koyach. The zimras is from what many people say lashon pesukim de zimra. Zimra is it's lahachris lezamer kol aritim. It's to cut down, says Rashi. Kadosh Baruch Hu's koyach is and his ability to cut down people. And to be noikim nekama of a Kadosh Baruch Hu of Ka vayili Yeshua, that was for me a Yeshua. Vayehi is a lashon, even though it's referring to a lashon of avar, was for me. Vayehi, it's referring to a lashon of avar. Vayili Yeshua, they were. It was for me a Yeshua. That's him. Anytime it says vayehi, it's a lashon of avar. Vayehi bimei Achashverosh. Vayehi bimei. I heard a Peladik of art. Shem Ramesha Shapiro. Tell. He says Chazal say that anytime it says Vayihi, it's a lashon of tsar. V'hoya is a lashon of simcha. Why is that? Where do you see that? Because Yihi is something which is going to be in the future. Hoya is something which is in the past. V'hoya or Vayihi, you put the vav in front of it, it switches it. It switches it from avar to asid or asid to avar. So yihi is something that you're hoping is going to happen. You're looking forward. Yihi, it's going to be in the future. Something that you're looking forward to, it's going to happen. You take the vav and you switch it from the vayihi and you turn it into the past. That's it. It's not going to happen anymore. Vayihi was already. It's not going to happen anymore. That's the lashon of tzar. What you were looking toward in the future, you vayihid it. You made it in the past that it already passed and it didn't happen. It's the lashon of tzar. Hoya, something that you thought already passed. You thought that's it, farfal, you missed it. Vihaya turns it from the past to the future. No, it's not from. It's not finished. It turns it into the future. Vihaya. Memela vayihi is a lashon of tzar, and vihaya is a lashon of simcha. And just because while we're on the topic, say over b'shem Reb Nachum Stolman, a great part that he says. It says vayihi b'shalach pari. Every time that it says vayihi is a lashon of tzar. Whereas why v'hi b'shalach pari is the lashon of tzar l'chorin, they're leaving from bondage. He says, because even though this is the biggest simcha that they're leaving from avdus, however, up until now, they had schedule. You get up in the morning, you work for this amount, you go to sleep. He says, now they're off schedule. That's the lashon of tzar. To be off schedule is like a lashon of tzar. Rabbi Isai, 3:45. Be there, be square. Zek Kaili. They pointed to Ribbono Shel'olam. They were able to be Mar Be'etzba Keli, my Ribbono Shel'olam Va'anveihu, and I will praise him. The Targum says I'll build from a Beis Hamikdash. Elokei Avi, he's the same Elokei. It's not another one. Elokei Avi, who's Va'rimenu, I'll exalt him. I will. Hashem Ish Melchom Hashem Shemai. Ish is always a way of saying Ish Naomi, the Baal of the Naomi. It's somebody that's the Baal, the Mora Deshmaitza, the Baal, the commander, the ruler, the person that's in charge. Hashem is the Ish Mochama, he's the one that rules a war. And Hashem Shemayim, nevertheless, at the same time that he's the Baal Mochama and he's waging war, at the very same time, says Rashi, he's Hashem Shemayim. He's still Yudke Vavke, the Yichirlis, the Baal Arachamim, that he still zon everybody, he still mefarnes everybody else, and he still gives koyach, and even the people that he's fighting with, he still gives koyach to. He's the biggest merachem, even at the time when it looks like he's fighting, he's also, and he mamash is fighting, he's still merachem on everybody else. Markeva yisparei v'chela yoravayom, the chariots of Pari and his army were thrown into the yam, u'mivchar shalishav, and the choicest of his commanders, of his generals, Tubub Yamsuf, they drowned in mud. The entire Yamsuf, Lashon of Tviya Rashi says, is always in mud. Says the Bais, the whole Yamsuf turned into mud, and they all drowned in the mud. Termais Yichas Yumu. Termais is like Kasamu. It's like the depths covered over the Mitzrayim. Yordu v'Mitzrayim, they went into the depths. They were thrown into the Amkus, the depths of the sea. Kimoyovin, this is referring to the Beinanim, says Rashi, that they were somewhere in between Kash and Eferis, that like a rock, they settled pretty fast, but not so fast, due to their kefidarishes. That's how fast it went down. This last pasuk now for this now. Yimin Hashem Nadari Bakoyach, Yimin Hashem Tiratzayev. Rashi has a few pshatim, but Yimin Hashem Nadari. Rashi says the yud is extra. It's like Nadar Bakoyach. Kadosh Baruch Hu's right hand is like garbed in koyach, it's the same yimincha Hashem tirasayev. It's that yimincha which smashes and breaks the ayev. The Rashi says that depending on how you learn, it could be that Rashi says tupshatim here really, that either it's referring to the same hand. The way of speaking when you're saying a shiro, you say Yimin Hashem Nidurakayach. You speak about Yimin Hashem Nidurakayach, which, what was that? In what way did we see that? When it was Teratayim. Or says Rashi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going against the Rishoim, so then his Yad Smol is Nepach Teriyad Yimin. And he has Kilo two right hands. And Kilo is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs. But even with one right hand, that's we can't explain it. But it's referring to both of the hands. Yimin Hashem Deriva Kaech, Yimin Hashem Teratzeiv. How do we have two Yiminchas? Because the left hand, the small, turned into Yimin to be able to go fight against the Rishon.